When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome in to Vern's Postgame Show.
Gone! A home run! A three-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Furnier.
All right, good evening. A season that has already been so very magical, so surprising. Well, tonight it sees the Royals follow a similar formula, I should say. No, I'm not going to tell you that all is well. No, of course not. But the pitching, the defense, the team speed, and the best player on the planet did what they've been doing for a large majority of the past 6 months, and that is pacing the way to victory for the boys in blue. Pacing the way to the most successful season we've seen in Kansas City since 2015, and already with this win tonight, the fourth best season by any Royals team this century. 1-0 the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Not the most inspiring of victories, but a victory nonetheless, and isn't that all that matters? 913-586-7965, that's the phone number. Again, 913-586-7965. Right, all that matters is win. Get to October. They don't ask for your resume when you get to October. They just want to know, did you win enough? And right now, the answer is yes. The Royals have won enough. They remain in that second wild card spot with five games to play. Just hang on. Just finish this thing off. Even if this offense that remains walking to the dish with one hand wrapped around its throat, even if this offense does lead to an early October exit, whatever, you and I will remember 2024 because of this week right here. No matter how the season ends in October, the moment, if and when it arrives, when the Royals clinch that postseason spot, that's what we'll remember. We'll remember how they won that game. We'll remember that celebration. It will, in the end, cloud whatever disappointment might be awaiting come October. Now, you fall short. If this gag job by the offense continues over these final five games and you fall short of the postseason, I don't know how it'll be remembered. There's no reason why this season should be remembered as anything other than a glorious, magical, surprising summer. But if they fall short of October, I understand a lot of you are going to have a hard time remembering 2024 as such. Or at least, it's going to take a long time before you remember 2024 fondly. Well, they get it done tonight behind Cole Reagans, Lucas Erceg, Chris Bubich, Sam Long, Angel Zirpa, some strong defense, and the ability of Bobby Witt Jr. Royals have 8 hits. A quarter of them come from the 24-year-old. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Pitching, defense, team speed, and the best player on the planet lead you to victory number 83 on the season. Let's head out to Olathe. Mike, you're going to hit leadoff tonight. Mike, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Vern. First, I want to tell you I really appreciate all you do. I've been following you for a long time. I'm a first-time caller, but I've been following Royals since the 70s. But nice. You really bring a shining light, and I really appreciate it.
That's very nice of you to say, Mike. What stands out to you about the game?
Well, the pitching, of course, was incredible, and I got to give our manager credit for putting in Zirpa there in the 9th inning. I think probably a lot of fans thought Erceg should go 2 innings there. And, you know, I saw the 2 lefties coming up, but that was great trust by our manager to put in him in that spot and to trust him. Obviously, all our pitchers did a tremendous job, but I'm hoping Zirpa can take that and kind of build off that. He was put in a tough situation and came through. But, Vern, I got to ask you, I don't understand at all. I can't get past it unless I miss something. How MJ was pinch hitting for Gurriel in the 10th inning. We got a great manager. I like him. I just have a hard time understanding what the reasoning was there. Is there something I missed? Was did Gurriel get injured?
Not that I know of. Yeah, it's a fair question, especially when Yuli Gurriel has been one of your 3 best bats since joining the team. And you're bringing in a guy that really hasn't given you much to believe in over the past month and a half at MJ Melendez. Now, it's a fair question. Looking at the splits of Kyle Finnegan, no, that doesn't explain anything. Outside of the lefty-righty split, which I know is apparent to you, Mike, no, there's nothing that jumps out to me as to why you go to MJ there instead of Yuli with 2 on and 1 out in the 10th inning. Now, I would like to say that, well, this is what Q's done all season. He's always played the matchups. But I haven't really seen that from Yuli Gurriel, especially of late when he is performing at an above-average level. I don't want to say a great look. He's one of the few bats that is putting a quality swing on the ball, like we saw in the first inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. He hits a laser beam over the shortstop's head. Unfortunately, the shortstop makes a leaping stab and doubles Bobby off of second base. Now, this game was anything but, again, inspiring. Royals had opportunities, right? Bases loaded, nobody out in the first. Bases loaded, 2 outs in the third. Don't get anything. First and third with 2 outs in the fourth, and they can't score. Runners in scoring position again in the sixth, and they can't score. They only get 1 in the 10th, and that's courtesy of an errant throw. Royals haven't come through with an RBI base hit in 38 innings. You have to go back to last Wednesday for the last RBI hit by a Kansas City Royal. So there's no doubt the issue that has led to the 7-game losing streak, that issue has not been resolved unless it has. And we'll find out tomorrow when the Royals take on lefty DJ Hurz, game 2 of this 3-game series in the nation's capital. Now, you're going to hear what Bobby Witt Jr. had to say after the game to Joel Goldberg, a laser-focused, almost annoyed Bobby Witt Jr., a young man that, with every word, said, I want to play again. Now, he doesn't verbalize that. He's not saying, hey, but if you listen to his tone, Bobby's ready to run it back right now. Bobby's ready to get another win right now. You'll hear that conversation coming up in a moment, but first I want to hear from you. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Amanda in Kansas City. Amanda, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks. I got to agree with Mike on one thing. I give you all the credit in the world for talking up the team and actually giving them credit where it's due. I feel like our announcers are kind of the opposite. And for a team to have that confidence and that buildup, and like Bobby Witt Jr. wanting that drive to want to go out and play again and do it again, they've got to have their fans behind them. And you can't do that when you're pointing out every single negative thing. Was it a glorious game? Absolutely not. But it did end the 7-game losing streak. So
yes,
it gave us another shot. And yeah, they've got things that they've got to work on for sure. But, you know, I mean, honestly, we could go back to before the World Series. I mean, how long was that before we had anything? I remember going to these games as a tiny kid with my dad. So, you know, it's, you know, as a fan, yeah, I'm a hardcore fan and I'm a true fan. And I got to say, you know, they're doing a great job. Obviously, there's some things that they got to do differently. I listened to the show this morning, and one of the guys was talking about, you know, changing it up and maybe putting Bobby on second and Perez on, I think it was first. And Perez is definitely our slower one. But you know what? For a long time, what I was just saying, that confidence buildup, he gave that to our team. He instilled that. And I think that makes a huge difference.
Amanda, it's a terrific phone call, especially the point about, yeah, obviously there are things that this team needs to work on, but if you take a step back and look around the rest of the American League, you'll see a lot of teams have quite a bit to work on. Minnesota can't get out of their own way. They just lost a game to the Miami Marlins at home, and they are desperate. Right, Detroit's offense isn't a juggernaut. They scored, what, 2 runs off of the Tampa Bay Rays and Ryan Pepiot earlier today? You know, Houston just clinched the West. The Orioles just clinched a postseason spot. But Baltimore's a flawed team. You know, Houston's worried about Yordan Alvarez and his health. It's a great point. It's a great reminder of where this team is. And no, I'm not going to give you the whole they lost 106 games last year. What I am going to say is they possess a postseason spot. And it's hard to get too worked up when they're in possession of a postseason spot despite 2 7-game losing streaks here in the month of September. Still being in possession of a postseason spot is reflective of something of note, right? 83-74 with 5 to play, that reflects something quality. And that quality comes from the defense, as I mentioned. A couple of big-time double plays tonight. Michael Massey to Bobby Witt Jr. to Salvador Perez to erase a leadoff single in the 6th. Sam Long starts an inning-ending 1-4-3 double play in his inning of work. Came in the 8th inning. Now, Tommy Pham makes a nice catch in left field. I thought Michael Garcia played a strong third base. So the defense, quality. The rotation, obviously quality. Cole Reagan, 6 shutout innings. His 21st quality start of the season. 21 quality starts in 32 outings. Reagan's has spun a quality start in 7 of his last 11 away from Kauffman Stadium. The Royals rotation, with that performance tonight from Cole Reagan's, lowers its team ERA to 3.57. That's second best in Major League Baseball, while they're also logging the second most innings in Major League Baseball. So that rotation is quality. Now, Mike brought up Angel Zerpa. The young lefty's now retired 12 of the 13 batters he's faced since returning to the big leagues. Half of those outs recorded via a punch-out. The bullpen has been one of the 10 best in baseball here in the month of September. A base running, obviously quality. Kyle Isbell scoring from second on that errant throw. Bobby Witt Jr. busting it down the line, forcing an errant throw. So again, the reason why this team is in possession of a postseason spot has been, if you've listened to this show, I've been talking about it, and you as well have been talking about it, going back to April. The rotation, the defense, the team speed, elite. And you have the best player in the sport, playing the most difficult position in the sport. Every single day, hitting at the top of the lineup, coming through with another multi-hit game. 61 multi-hit games this season for Bobby Witt Jr. Only George Brett and Willie Wilson have put up more in a single season in Royals franchise history. Now, all those things were on display tonight. So, no, it wasn't a inspiring victory, a jaw-dropping dub for the boys in blue. No, not at all. But if we're being honest, the Royals' offense hasn't provided much jaw-dropping victories. They've put up crooked numbers before. They've put up double-digit runs before. But this team hasn't often been led by its offense. No, it's been led by the rotation, defense, team speed, and the best player on the planet. And that was the case again tonight. Royals win. They get back to 500 on the road for the season. 38-38. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, let's go to Mason in Smithville. Mason, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals win 1-0. What's going on, Mason?
What's up, Vern? How's it going?
All right, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What do you got for us?
Wasn't pretty tonight. Pitching side of it. Couldn't ask for anything better, but still got to get the bats going. But I heard you say earlier, they still haven't got the bats going. That's been their problem in this losing skid. Yeah. But I think this win tonight is enough fuel to get those bats going for the rest of the season. I really think that's all they needed was to win a game. That's what they needed to get the bats going.
I hope you're right, man. It makes sense. I appreciate the phone call, Mason. I can't argue with that. Imagine walking to the dish. Pick your Royal. I don't care if it's one of the vets, because I saw Salvi swinging outside the zone a little bit tonight. I saw Hunter Renfroe chasing. I saw Yuli Gurriel even get caught up in the flailing at the dish. So it's not just a thing where, oh, of course, you know, Izzy or Michael or MJ. Of course, those young Royals that are playing in the biggest games of their life every single day and have been playing in the biggest game of their lives for the past 2 months. Every time they take the field, it's never been bigger for them. But the young guys, the veterans alike, they all want to pick the team up with one swing. They're all expanding a touch too much, swinging outside the zone. You know, Freddie Fermin, a couple times tonight, big spots, expanding a touch too much. But yeah, maybe when they step to the dish tomorrow, facing another lefty, right, we're going to see Gurriel and Freddie in there again. We're going to see Michael back in the lineup. Now, maybe having that win, having a run come across and score, yeah, maybe that does loosen him up tomorrow. Hopefully Michael Lorenzen allows it to loosen him up. Right, over the course of this losing streak, we've often, myself included, taken for granted what this rotation's done. Michael Lorenzen returns tomorrow. Now you're going to have, you know, Alec Marsh behind him, Daniel Lynch behind him, so you're not putting the weight of the world on the shoulders of the right-handers. He comes back from the IL. No, you're hopefully expecting, four, maybe five innings from him? So yeah, let's hope scoring this run, picking up this win, takes that pressure, that burden off the shoulders of these Royals hitters. But just watching it, still a lot of bad at-bats, pressing at-bats. And it's not selfish at-bats. You know, they're expanding for the team, even though what's in the team's best interest is making that pitcher come to you. So I hope you're right, Mason. I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Let's go to Bill and Shawnee. Bill, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vernier, this is Phil and Shawnee.
Oh, Phil, what's happening, man?
Well, we learned something tonight about grinding out a victory. Sometimes you just have to do that. And I remember when I was watching the game at a bar picking up some food, I was mentioning to somebody, when Melendez came up and pinch hit, Melendez has one of the most important at-bats of the season, the 3-run homer with 2 outs. Was that in Detroit?
Yeah, I believe it was.
And because of that home run, we're currently tied with Detroit with the tiebreaker. If he hadn't hit that three-run home run, we'd be a game behind them, and they would own the tiebreaker.
So, August 4th, yeah.
And pinch sometimes hit. You just said, and what you don't remember about that game, but obvious if you think about it, is we had relief pitchers grinding out innings to keep the game that close. And that's what happened in tonight's game. When the offense isn't there, the pitching has just got to grind it out. And it's been that way all year, and that's what's going to get us through it. And we're down to a 4-4 magic number, is that right?
Correct, yep.
Just win two more this week before going to Atlanta. Atlanta won tonight over the Mets, so they're keeping it close there. But all you just kind of grind it out. When your runs aren't scoring, get the relief pitching to work for you. Have the defense and the team speed and just grind out victories. We've been grinding out victories all year. We just have to grind out a couple more.
That's where I'm at. And Bill, or excuse me, Phil, always nice hearing from you. Always great perspective, great knowledge, and a great memory to go back to that pinch hit 3-run blast in Detroit. And yeah, I mean, Phil said it all. Magic numbers down to 4. The reason why you have that tiebreaker with Detroit is that 3-run home. You can make the case it's that 3-run home run from MJ Melendez. Good stuff. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7965. And if you remember, and obviously you do, Phil, but over the course of that 7-game losing streak, Royals were in a large majority of those games, right? I mean, they lose the finale to the Giants by 2. They get worked over in game 2 by the Giants. Lose the opener by 1. Lose the finale to Detroit by 2. Another loss to Detroit by 2. The first loss to Detroit was only by 1. The loss in the finale in Pittsburgh was only by 1. So to your point, yeah, they've been grinding it out all season. The offense just wasn't able to come through with that big hit over the course of that 7-game losing streak. But it's not as if they were getting demolished, right? You had the 9-0 drubbing back on Saturday. Outside of that, it's just one knock here, one knock there. That one knock that we saw quite often in the first 4 months of the season. Normally that knock was coming from Salvi, coming from Vinny. Salvi not getting it done as much of late. Vinny obviously unavailable of late. Salvi tonight 1-for-4 with 3 punchouts. 3 punchouts, a single, and a walk tonight for the captain. Royals win 1-0. The phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. So again, I understand that the bats still need to pick it up. And tonight wasn't the most inspiring of victories. But it did follow the familiar formula. Pitching, defense, team speed, and the best player on the planet lead you to victory. Now, sure, it would be better if it was a 4-3 victory or a 4-0 victory, but a 1-0 victory is a victory all the same, and right now, Royals need it, had to have it. You don't win this one tonight, you're the 6th seed, you're set up to head to Houston next Tuesday for the best of 3 wildcard series. Royals win, they remain the 2nd wildcard team in line to head to Baltimore next Tuesday for the best of 3 wildcard series. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. I'm late for a break. If you're on hold, stay right there. It's a quick timeout. We're back with more of your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass, to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Stewart on the call, last heard here on 96.5 The Fan. It took 10 innings, but the boys get it done, courtesy of an errant throw. No RBI for the boys in blue today, just like Sunday and like Saturday before it. Royals have, well, it's been a while since a Royal has driven in a run with a base knock, but you know what? A win's a win's a win, and it's win number 83 on the season tonight for the boys in blue. Bobby does get a base hit there in the 10th inning. His 208th base hit on the season. That's number one in Major League Baseball. And the fifth highest single season total in Royals franchise history. Our nightly Wit Watch is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com to join. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. Bobby's 2-for-4 night raises his batting average to a major league best .335 and his OPS to .989. That's third best in baseball. Royals win 1-0. Let's go right back to the phone calls. Let's go to Matt in Leawood. Matt, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for navigating us through these last few weeks. It's been quite the roller coaster.
Heck yeah.
Hey, win's a win, but this is an anticlimactic win, and I just felt like there was some things that I saw out of the hitting. These guys are pressing.
Yes.
And to see Stalvey strike out 3 times, Melendez left that hanging splitter that I thought he could have taken to right field there in the 10th.
He could have pulled it over the wall and right.
I mean, there's just some things that I've got a question. So Blanco stealing third or trying to steal third after he stole second.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, did we lose him? Oh, okay. Matt, I don't know what happened there, but I appreciate the phone call. I'll give you my thoughts real quick. Sixth inning, obviously a scoreless game, 1-0 after 10. Sixth inning, scoreless game, runner on first with nobody out. Hunter Renfroe singles to center. The Royals' sixth hit of the game. Dairon Blanco comes in as they pinch runner. Again, sixth inning, steals second base with Michael Garcia at the dish. So he's on second with one out. And he tries to steal third. And an absolutely perfect throw by Kieber Ruiz. Guns Blanco out at third. I don't know exactly what your question was going to be, Matt. But this team hasn't scored a run at that point in 24 innings. Dairon Blanco always has the green light. And if he sees the opportunity to go, man, I have no issue with that whatsoever. You know, it's not the third out. You're not making the first or third out at third base, so it doesn't spit in the face of that old adage. And, you know, Michael Garcia is at the dish. Michael Massey's waiting to pinch hit on deck. Kyle Isbell's in the hole. Now, I'd love to sit here and say, oh, man, you can't take the bat out of one of their hands. But you know what? I think Dairon Blanco on third base, I think Dairon Blanco's chances of stealing third base, leading to a run, is more likely than him staying at second base and banking on Garcia, Massey, Isbell to drive him in. I'm sorry. I hate saying it, but shoot, man, I gave you the number. It's been 38 innings since a Royal is driven in a run with the base hit. So I had no issue whatsoever with Blanco going. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. We'll go to the text line coming up in a moment. Text line's hilarious tonight. You scroll down and you see all the celebratory texts, and then, you know, there's this line of demarcation, which just so happens to line up with everything that happened before the 10th. Just people diving off the bandwagon left and right, trashing some of their favorite players just a month ago. And for some of those on the text line, I don't believe that Matt Quatrero said, you must steal right now. That's not normally how it works. For a guy like Bobby, a guy like Dairon Blanco, it's you have the green light. You see an opportunity, go. Blanco picks up his 30th stolen base of the season. Bobby with his 31st and career stolen base number 110. Bobby now just three back of Alex Gordon for the top 15 in Royals franchise history. Bobby Witt Jr. already 110 career stolen bases. All right, let's go to Gina in Kansas City. Gina, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi, Vern. Didn't I tell you the other day, all we need is a spark?
You did. Was that it?
That was it. Okay. To have them keep eat those cookies.
Yes, indeed. Gina, thank you very much. I hope you're right. I hope that was the spark. I hope that errant throw from that Nunez kid, I hope that was the spark. Or maybe it's the spark of Bobby busting it down the line. Maybe it's the spark of Bobby's post-game demeanor. Maybe it's the spark of the pitching staff. Cole Reagans lowers his ERA to 3.14. That's top 15 in baseball. He's top 10 in innings pitched, and he's top 3 in strikeouts. Cole Reagans does not factor in the decision. The win goes to Angel Zerpa, the save to Lucas Ursag, his 9th since joining the Royals. Let's go to Steve in Kansas City. Steve, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals hang on to win 1-0 in 10 innings. We lost, Steve. Damn. How about Mike in Omaha? Mike, appreciate you hanging on, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I agree with Gina. We needed that spark big time. Just a salute to the pitching that we got tonight. Those guys had to know the way the offense is struggling that, I mean, we couldn't even give up one run, and it might not turn out well. But one of those innings when the Royals didn't score, when we threatened, Reagans just went back out there, and the look on his face was just sheer determination. And, again, just a salute to all the pitchers. And, man, I don't know if any other listeners are like me, but I'm doing everything I can here in Omaha trying to will a victory. I mean, I'm doing things with the Royals bobbleheads. I'm watching on different TVs. I'm putting the flag out. I'm taking it in. Just anything we can do to try to send some positive mojo and really hope that since we finally got the monkey off our back tonight that everybody can take a deep breath and come out and show what we've been doing the whole season long. So, a great, I don't know if you can call it a great win, but hey, like you said, a win's a win, and hopefully we can keep it going tomorrow night.
Mike, I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. I can tell you this, throughout that homestand, in between innings, I'm trying to change it up. I'm, putting the underwear inside out. I got the hat on backwards, inside. Man, I tried throughout that homestand, and it didn't work. I'm continuing to do what I can, as we all are, as obviously Mike is. Yeah, man, you got to buy into the juju, right? You got to buy into the superstition of baseball. It's hard not to. And yeah, tip your cap to the pitching. To be honest with you, Cole Reagans was good. Obviously, I mean, six innings of shutout baseball, he was good. He was very good. But I wouldn't say that Cole Reagans was great. Now, his final line was near great. Again, six innings of three-hit baseball, three walks, six punch-outs. He now has 224 strikeouts on the season, the third highest single-season total in Royals history. But yeah, I didn't think he was exceptional. I didn't think he was at his Cy Young best. But when he needed to make a pitch, he made a pitch. His defense picked him up. When he needed a ground ball, he got the ground ball. When he needed a big punch out, like in the fifth inning, after walking the nine-hitter and turning that lineup over, he strikes out Dylan Cruz and gets James Wood to ground out on a rocket to second base. Now, Reagans was very good. He's just set the bar so very high that it seems as if very good isn't going to be enough come October, right? You need the great Cole Reagans. Same thing that I've heard a lot of people say about Bobby Witt Jr. And I've heard way too many people of late say, oh, Bobby's struggled lately. No, Bobby hasn't struggled. Bobby hit, what, 350 during the losing streak? Bobby's OPS is around better than 850 since Vinny Pasquantino went down. Now, Bobby's still putting up all-star numbers. The other teams just aren't allowing him to put up MVP numbers. But the dude's exceptional, no question about it. And the bullpen continues to get the job done. Chris Bubich, a scoreless seventh inning. Bubich hasn't allowed an earned run in eight straight appearances. Put up a zero in 19 of his 25 games since returning to the big club. Sam Long has put up a zero in six of his last seven appearances. And Lucas Ursig again picks up his ninth save since joining the boys in blue. Royals win 1-0. We'll hear from Cole Reagans and Bobby Witt Jr. coming up in a moment. But first, let's head out to Blue Springs and talk with Robert. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I started listening to this game in Tennessee. Driving back, I was working in Mississippi. And I am now going through Boonville. So it's been a long drive, but at least I've got to listen to the Royals game on the way back. So
thank God they won.
That was a brutal game. I could not believe the first inning. I mean, I was listening to the Washington broadcasters, and they were laughing. They said, I've never seen two fluke plays like that to end an inning with a line drive double play in the guy catching the ball behind his back. They said, that's just insane. And it seemed like the rest of the game, there were multiple really good plays that they made when we have been on base. But, that's baseball when you win it on a little dribbler that they throw away. You get an infield hit, but you get the winning run that way. So, it was an interesting listen to it. Baseball is the greatest sport in the world when your team is in it in September. So, everybody remember that. I mean, it's been a tough week or whatever, but they're still right there. Now they're two games up on Minnesota. I think we're going to have postseason baseball and just continue to enjoy the ride. Certainly was not expected this year, and the pitching and the defense and Bobby Witt Salvi and Pasquantino when he was playing. I mean, they carried us to kind of a magical season. So.
Right.
Well, safe travels, Robert. I appreciate you keeping it locked on Royals baseball. Hopefully utilizing that Odyssey app, man. Thank you very much. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. Royals with 83 wins. Detroit has 83 wins. Minnesota has 81 wins. All three teams have five games to play. Michael Lorenzen tomorrow, Michael Wacha for the finale in Washington coming up on Thursday afternoon. And then the three games in Atlanta, you would think it's going to line up Singer, Lugo, Reagans. Maybe Reagans isn't needed in that finale. Maybe Lugo isn't needed in that Saturday game. But as of now, you're going to throw your big dogs at the Braves. Singer, Lugo, Reagans, the likely final trio for the boys in blue. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Yeah, that first inning was something else. Tommy Pham hits a rocket at the third baseman and reaches on an error as the third baseman of Washington fumbles that rocket. 105 miles per hour off of the bat of Tommy Pham. Bobby Witt Jr. then drops one into shallow center field. First and second, nobody out. Salvador Perez on a 1-2 pitch off the plate. He shoots it to the opposite field. Vance Wilson wisely holds Tommy Pham at third, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Yuli Gurriel on a 2-2 pitch, as I mentioned, laced it over the shortstop's head. Unfortunately, the Nationals shortstop showed off his vertical, snagged it, and doubled Bobby off of second base. And then Freddie Fermin falls behind in the count 0-2, and he hits one hard back up the middle, but Nationals starting pitcher Mitchell Parker snags the grounder behind his back, underhands it to the first baseman, and the threat is neutralized by the Nationals' defense and pitching. Royals had another opportunity there in the third with two on and one out. Salvi at the dish, and he expanded the zone to say the least and then stared at a fastball on the black. Freddie Fermin, two batters later, would ground out with bases loaded and two outs. So, yeah, it certainly was a game where, I mean, you felt like you were being messed with as a Royals fan. Right? You felt like, all right, someone's, I don't know if the baseball gods are trying to get back at us. I don't know what Kansas City ever did to upset the baseball gods, but man, it seemed like they were going to get their retribution on us tonight. Thankfully the Royals pitching and defense kept Washington off the board, and they were able to push one across courtesy of that Washington defense in the 10th. Let's go to Mike in the Northland. Mike, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Good evening, Vern. You know, hello. I called back in May, early June, and I said, pitching is the currency of baseball. And most of the years, the Royals were broke. Well, Lord, that bank is full now, my brother. I mean, without the pitching, they would not be in a playoff spot. And whether we win 1-0, 12-0, 15-0, it's in the W column. And to that caller, or I guess it was a texter that was getting on cue about letting Blanco go and just giving them the green light. How about Blanco? Passed Willie Wilson for all-time steals as a pinch runner? Anytime you pass one of those guys, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
And the one thing I'll leave you with is Salvi has been struggling tremendously the last 2 or 3 weeks. Can we get another neighborhood wiffle ball game going somewhere in the metro? Because Salvi was on fire after he played in that wiffle ball game with those kids in the Northland.
Yeah.
Can somebody else organize one and we can get Salvi to go play in that? Because we need the captain.
Yeah, I don't know if you know anybody in D.C., but if so, yeah, try to set that up. Get the boys over there. It could be very beneficial, no doubt about it. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, way to stay up on your statistics, by the way. Yeah, the 20th stolen base as a pinch runner this season by Dyrone Blanco breaks a tie with Willie Wilson's franchise record that he set back in 1978. So, yeah, congratulations to Dyrone Blanco. Again, pitching, defense, team speed, and the best player on the planet. Those are the main reasons why you're 83-74. And they are the main reasons why you were able to win this one tonight. 1-0 the final score. Let's hear what Cole Reagans had to say after six innings of three-run baseball. His ERA now 3.14 through 32 starts. That's one of the 15 best starts in Royals franchise history. one of the 15 best seasons we've ever seen. Here's Cole Reagans, courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
I mean, a little bit of a sigh of relief, you know. It's, we knew it was going to kind of come down to probably a game like this to get us back on track. And, you know, the guys, the bullpen was unbelievable. Freddie was unbelievable. The defense was great. And the guys found a way to, you know, scratch a run across. And then Ursic came in and shut it down there. But, yeah, just overall really, really good team win.
How do you evaluate your night overall?
I started a little shaky there with the two walks in the first, but I felt like after that I kind of changed my mindset and, you know, started attacking a little better, you know, trusting the guys behind me, got some early outs, you know, went from there.
You've had a really strong September. What's been going well for you over that longer stretch of the last four or five starts?
Oh, I can't pick out one certain thing, but, you know, just, you know, winning's fun. You know, just trying to go out there and compete the best that I can, you know, execute my pitches and, you know, trust the guys behind me. The defense has been incredible for me.
Tonight was the 21st road start for Cole Reagans as a Kansas City Royal. In those 21 road starts, he has an ERA of 2.89, more than 150 strikeouts in fewer than 130 innings. Dude's unbelievable. And you picked him up for a song, right? 3 months of Aroldis Chapman and you get all this. And this is just the beginning. You know, knock on wood, this is hopefully just the beginning for Cole Reagans. Special again tonight. Hey, let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Vern. You know, I was watching the MLB pennant chase, and I was just watching Minnesota. You know, they might be worse offensively than we are, but I got one question. I'll list it off here. If the Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans both pitch like they're scheduled to be, what would the pitching rotation look like come wild card? Would Michael Walker be starting game one, or what would that look like? I'll listen off there.
Yeah, I would have to think, you know, barring something unforeseen or unpredictable. Yeah, I would think it would be Waka in game one, Lugo in game two, and, you know, you piecemeal it together in game three, right? It's all hands on deck if you find yourself in a game three. As far as Minnesota is concerned, now statistically, the Royals' offense is the worst in baseball since Vinny went down. It's not opinion, that's numbers. But Minnesota's also down there. Minnesota, the White Sox, and the Royals have been the three worst offenses for more than a month. Nice to hear from you, Garrett. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. If you missed what Bobby Witt Jr. had to say on the field to Joel Goldberg, you're not going to want to miss. Salvi's the captain, but the captain in waiting is Bobby Witt Jr. Boy, does he sound like a captain. You'll hear from the great number 7, and we'll get back to your phone calls and your text messages and much more after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Gallo waits for another 3-2 from Ursic. Here it comes. And a swing and a miss, and he struck him out. Lucas Ursic strikes out Gallo. The Royals hang on. They win 1-0 in 10 innings.
Bringing it. Love it. As heard here on 96.5, the fan Lucas Ursic pumps 99 past Joey Gallo to finish off the 10th inning and finish off a 1-0 Royals victory. 21st game with the Royals for Lucas Ursic. In those 21 games, he's put up a 0 in 17 of those 21 games. He's holding opponents to a batting average of .207. And he has 29 strikeouts in 23 innings of work. Royals win 1-0 as now 4 of the 6 spots in the American League postseason have been claimed. New York, Baltimore, Cleveland, and Houston. They have their tickets. They've RSVP'd. They're on their way to October. The Royals could claim their tickets as early as Thursday night. The magic number is down to 4. Any combination of Royals victories and Twins defeats that add up to 4, and you can go ahead and make your plans for either Baltimore or Houston. I'll get to the text line here in a moment. 913-586-7965. But as promised, here's Bobby Witt Jr. after the game. Bobby with a multi-hit game. He goes 2-for-4 with a walk. And Bobby's at the plate in the 10th inning with Kyle Isbell on second base as the placed runner. Tommy Pham, by the way, boy, did Bobby and did the Washington defense ever pick up Tommy Pham. All right, Tommy Pham came to the dish with Izzy on second to lead off that 10th inning. The only thing you can't do, Tommy, is punch out. Man, hit the ball to the right side, get him to third base. Well, Tommy Pham expands, swings at a splitter out of the zone, and goes down swinging. I guess he battled. He fell behind 0-2 and worked a 7-pitch, 8-pitch at bat, but still can't punch out. Nonetheless, Bobby comes up, Izzy on second. Bobby hits a chopper to the shortstop. Shortstop charges, fields. He knows he needs to be quick with the burner busting down the first baseline, and Bobby, he double clutches the transfer, and you can't do that with Bobby Witt Jr. So instead of just eating it, he still tries to make the throw to first. He should not have done that. Bobby's safe by a mile, and he spikes the throw, and Izzy comes around and scores on an errant throw. Here's Bobby Witt Jr. getting the Joel Goldberg on-field interview after the game on Bally Sports, Kansas City. The Joel Goldberg treatment. That's the word I was looking for. Go ahead, Bobby and Joel.
Yeah, pitching staff, bullpen, kudos, that they kept us in this game. We're grinding out there at the plate. This is the start of something special right here, right now, and we're just going to build off this and keep going forward.
It's not for lack of effort. Maybe sometimes human nature, you just try a little bit too hard to. How did you keep on grinding, not just over the last week, but tonight? Big opportunity in the first inning. It didn't work out. How are you guys able to keep pushing?
We're just trying to just go out there and just play the game. You know, we're not trying to, we can't play to lose. We can't try to play to win. We just got to go out there and play the game and enjoy every moment of it and just really just, like you said, grind it out. And so we were in a little skid there, but one of these games like this is something special. So this is what we're going to try to keep doing, keep build off this, celebrate it, enjoy it, and then move on to tomorrow.
We're on the road. There were MVP chants going in the midst of the hearts pounding. This feels like playoff baseball. What do you think?
Yeah, it's the start of something special. Like I said earlier, just we needed this, and we're going to enjoy it and then focus on tomorrow.
There go the MVP chants. Before we let you go, you're so locked in. All these guys are locked in. What can you say about this group? It seems like every time you've had adversity, you've been able to bounce back.
Yeah, we've got a special group in there, and a lot of people are out there doubting us that we shouldn't be in this situation, and so we didn't come this far just to come this far. We're going to keep competing and keep enjoying these moments like this.
Bobby Witt Jr. matches Luis Arraez with his 61st multi-hit game. That's the most in Major League Baseball. All right, let's go to the text line, 913-586-7965. Crown Town Clown writes in, Vern, I drove to D.C. from Kansas City for the game. Tonight was nice to see so many Royals fans in the park. It was a nerve-wracking one. Let's stay positive and win any way we can. I'll see, T.C., you're my kind of guy, man. That's a nice Tuesday night. I don't know how long that drive is, but that's an impressive Hall right there. Way to support the boys. Nice hearing from you. Spike in St. Joe says this is the beginning of a season-ending six-game winning streak. You know, I mentioned earlier that the Royals could clinch a playoff spot as early as Thursday afternoon. Were you listening to the drive earlier today? Carrington Harrison had a psychic in studio, and that psychic said, we will have our answer about the Royals' postseason Thursday afternoon. He said by the fourth or fifth inning on Thursday, we'll know whether or not the Royals are going to the playoffs. I don't know if you guys believe in that stuff, but it was an interesting interview. Find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search The Drive with Carrington Harrison. From the 660, Vern, I also remember watching MJ Melendez hit that pinch hit home run against the Detroit Tigers. And still, Yuli Gurriel should have been getting that at bat in the 10th. It's Terry in Green Bay writing in. Dan in KCK calls this one frustrating, but Hopefully it means they'll score a lot of runs tomorrow. Yeah, again, you know, much like Gina said earlier, hopefully this is the spark. I don't know exactly what the spark is. Maybe just the win, maybe the post-game celebration inside that clubhouse. Sure. But there really wasn't a base hit where, whew, oh man, there we go. There's a big-time knock. Again, you haven't had an RBI hit since Wednesday. Was Wednesday an afternoon game? Because that means, no, it wasn't. It was a night game. Good. Just didn't want to get to a place where it's been more than a full week since the Royals come through with an RBI knock. From Raj in the Ozarks. I don't care what anybody says, Vern. This is a championship pitching staff. Figure it out, players, before it's too late. Yeah, listen, there's just really no other way to put it other than an offensive gag job. They're walking to the plate with one hand wrapped around their throats. They're pressing, they're choking, they're, you know, it's different. It's player to player. Now, this guy's choking, this guy's pressing, this guy's gagging, this guy's gripping it a little bit too tight. That's Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, everyone, really outside of Bobby Witt Jr., everyone is puckering up a little bit. At least that's how it looks from my vantage point. A few more from the text line. LaDonna writes in, Vern, I hope you've taken your feet down off the desk and quit thinking about coasting to the end of the season. It's time to get gritty and win again. Well, LaDonna, you're one of the best Royals fans I've ever met, so I'm not going to fight you. But, yeah, the players need to get gritty and win again. When I say my feet are up and I'm sitting comfortably, and I said that, what, 2 weeks ago? I said that once the Royals won game two in New York. Once they reached that 8-win marker for the Riptide, I said my feet are up. My feet are up because there's nothing this team can do to leave me disappointed with 2024. That's what I mean. Every test I put before them, they passed with flying colors. So even if they fall short of the postseason, there's no way I was going to remember 2024 any other way than fondly. Now, my expectation never changed other than there's no excuse to fall out of the race. That's as close to, when the season started, no, my expectation wasn't stay in the race until the final week. But that's what it became over the course of this six-month campaign. I never got to a, if you don't make the playoffs, the season is a disappointment. Well, maybe we disagree, maybe we differ on that, but that's why my feet are up. I asked the team, don't drown, you know, do what you've done all season in the Riptide, and, you know, they did it. They met my expectation. So once they got through that Riptide, I'm sorry, I just have a difficult time saying, okay, well, now you better do this or else this season's a failure. No, I can't do that. 2024 has been a rousing success regardless of what happens these final five games. I mean, the final five games matter. I don't know if that became clear until the middle of May, that, wow, September has a chance to mean something. And boy, does it. Five games to go. Few more from the text line. Joe in Lewisburg writes in, hats off to the pitching staff. Boys didn't do it the way we hoped tonight, but you do what you got to do to win. And the boys won one. They just hung on, like you've been asking, Vern. Yeah, Joe, no doubt about it. Pitching gets the job done tonight, holds the Nationals to a grand total of five hits. Five hits and three walks, a grand total of 8 base runners, courtesy of Royals pitching. Outstanding stuff from Cole Reagans to Chris Bubich, Sam Long, Lucas Erceg, and Angel Zerpa, combining to throw a 10-inning shutout. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's also our text line number. From the 816, Vern, me and my 9-year-old daughter had a chance to meet Lucas Erceg on Saturday, and she came up with a nickname, Lights Out Lucas. I asked him what he thought of the nickname. He said he liked it, and I hope that we as a community can start calling him Lights Out. Well, you know what? I've actually heard Steve Stewart, Jake Eisenberg. I swear I've heard them call him Lights Out Lucas Erceg. Maybe HUD as well. So, yeah, I think your daughter's onto something. Appreciate you listening. We got Scott in Phoenix writing in. Vern, this was as excruciating a win as one could imagine, but a win is a win. Yeah, the Tigers won, but as long as we win, nothing else matters. Yeah, you're right about that. Again, the Royals have the tiebreaker with Detroit. Royals and Detroit each have 83 wins. Royals and Detroit each have 5 games remaining. Now, Detroit's final 3 games are against the White Sox. Royals, of course, went 12-1 against the White Sox. Minnesota went 12-1 against the White Sox. Detroit is 9-1. Against the White Sox with those 3 games still in the balance. So while many of us, not us, I'm not including, while many of you spent the regular season downplaying the Royals because of their dominance of Chicago, of, oh, well, if it wasn't for the White Sox, the Royals would be a below 500 team. Yeah, same thing can be said about Minnesota. Same thing can be said about Detroit. And if Detroit doesn't do what the Twins and Royals did, go 12-1 against the Chicago White Sox, that could be the reason why they fall short of October. So suddenly those pummelings of the pale hose don't seem so unimportant as maybe they did at the time for many of you. Go back to the text line, 913-586-7965. Rally Mantis is just thanking Lucas Erceg and praising the Lord as well. How about it? Go ahead. Dig yourself, Rally Mantis. From the 913, Vern, I played Trap Queen during that 10th inning because I believe in the old school juju. I respect that. Kathy in Los Angeles is cheering on the boys in blue and also cheering against the boys in blue as the Padres take on the Dodgers. Kathy, thanks for listening. Andy in Midtown points out that obviously the boys needed this win tonight. And both him and his dad agree that the Twins are playing worse than the Royals, so that gives them comfort heading into these final 5 games. Royals, 83 wins. The Twins have 81 wins. Twins have 2 more with Miami. The lowly Miami Marlins, who tonight went into Target Field and took care of the Twinkies. All right, one more from the text line. This is Kelly in Smithville. Vern, it's been a long time since we could say this, but man, our pitchers shut it down. I cannot wait for October. And I'm not washing these clothes, at least for a little while. Yeah, I think that's wise. Whatever you wore, if you wore certain Royals gear tonight, yeah, I would advise you to wear it again tomorrow. As Michael Lorenzen returns from the IL to make his first start in, what, a month and a half? Happy to have Michael Lorenzen back, which means Alec Marsh is back in the bullpen. Daniel Lynch is going to be rested, ready to go. Lorenzen, Lynch, and Marsh tomorrow. They'll square off with fellow left-hander DJ Hertz. It's a 5:45 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 4:30. Right here on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. A reminder, Matt Quatrero joins Fesco and Dusty tomorrow at 9 a.m. right here on 96.5 The Fan. Grant Nicholson, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Kansas City, thanks for listening. Washington shortstop, thanks for throwing that baseball away. We love you, buddy. Enjoy your night. Take care.
Been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Pasquantino smacks it deep to right field, his second home run of the game.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 96.5thefan.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.